Key Elements of Effective Communication. This unit, comprised of three lectures, introduces the transactional nature of communication and identifies the verbal and nonverbal elements that provide for effective communication. The first lecture addresses verbal elements. The second lecture is focused on the nonverbal nature of communication. And the third lecture surrounds the communication regarding electronic and paper-based mediums. Verbal communication. This session is about the different components associated with verbal communication. We first start with exploring different components of communication definitions, and we'll create one using these components. Next, the basic assumptions about human communication are described. Different communication models are presented, starting with a general model and closing with health-specific models. Following this, variables used in verbal communications are described. Definitions. Starting with the late 1940s, there have been many definitions of communication. Common to most of these are four components. The first component is the sender. The second component is the receiver of the information. The third component is the transfer of the information itself. In order for the transfer of information to occur, there must be a set of common rules to enable understanding. Thus, common rules is our fourth variable. A simple example of common rules is language. Try to think of the difficulty in sharing information verbally with a person who does not speak the language you do. When we combine the four components, a simple definition for communication follows. Communication is the process of sharing information using a set of common rules. Assumptions of human communication. For some, the word communication reflects a linear, one-way process. There is a sender who delivers a message to a receiver. However, communication is not that simple. Communication is ongoing, changing, and dynamic. For example, physical and emotional states may change in both sender and receiver during the communication process. Assumptions of communication. The transactional nature of communication is considered by some to be an extension of the process itself. Transactional nature suggests a reciprocal relationship. Both sender and receiver are influencing one another during the conversation. Assumptions of human communication. The last basic assumption of human communication is that communication is multidimensional. Some suggest there are two dimensions, or levels, the first one being content, and the second one being the relationship dimension. During a conversation, these two dimensions are bound together. For example, your supervisor could ask you, "Why did you not finish the coding this week?" This question to you could be interpreted different ways depending on what your relationship is with your boss. Communication models. One of the oldest and more popular communication models to this day is known as the Shannon and Weaver model. It originated in the 1940s. In the model, there are five components. They are 1, information source, 2, transmitter, 3, sources of noise, 4, receiver, and 5, destination. The information source is the message content. The transmitter refers to the person who will be sending the message. Sources of noise refer to any difficulty in receiving the message. The receiver is the person intended to get the message. Finally, the destination is the message having been received. Communication models. The next model is the Berlow communication model, also known as SMCR model, where S refers to source, M refers to message, C refers to channel, and R refers to receiver. The first component, source, refers to the attributes of the sender of the information. Components within source are the communication skills of the sender, his/her attitudes, knowledge, social system, and culture. In short, the message is affected by the components of the source. The next element, message, has its own unique components, such as structure and content code. The third component, channel, deals with how the message is transmitted, such as seeing, touching, smelling, tasting, and hearing. Finally, the element receiver suggests that the message that will be received is based on his or her communication skills, attitudes, knowledge, social system, and culture. An important part to understand here is that both the source of the information and the receiver of the information are affected by their own skills, attitudes, knowledge, social system, and culture. The Berlow model is a very popular model. Common health-specific communication models. The models displayed on this slide serve to emphasize the clinician-client/patient communications. The therapeutic model addresses the important role of relationships in assisting clients and patients with an overall goal of moving away from illness and towards health. The health belief model is more complex than the therapeutic model and deals with communication specifically aimed with preventive health actions. Finally, the King interaction model is related to nursing communication, emphasizing the interaction between nurses and their patients. Exploring communication in the healthcare setting yields a number of interactions. These are professional-professional, professional-client, professional-significant-other, and client-significant-other. Considering the context of the healthcare IT professional, there will be communication between other professionals, clients, including patients, and the public. A systems approach. On the previous slide, we saw three different health-related communication models. In each of these models, the communication was between clinician and client/patient. Does this mean that the communication within a healthcare setting needs to follow one of these three models? The answer is no. In duties associated with being an HIT professional, communication may take place in all different areas and levels in the organization. Depending on the specific role of the HIT professional, communication may include clients, patients, their significant others, and, of course, members of the public. For some, the majority of communication will be with other departments within the organization. While there is no one specific HIT communication model, the Berlow SMCR model is appropriate in this context. We will now move on to discuss the variables of communication. Communication variables in healthcare. This slide identifies five communication variables found in the healthcare setting. While there are many different variables that could be chosen, these five are of particular importance, having been the focus of recent research surrounding the communication process. We will discuss each one of these variables in detail in the following slides. Communication variables in healthcare. Empathy is one of the most important and most complex variables in communication. There are many different definitions to describe empathy, but a common word amongst them all is understand. The slang phrase, "I can see where you're coming from," reflects the understanding perspective. When an HIT professional empathizes with others in the healthcare setting, during conversations, they improve their accuracy of communication. In addition, the use of empathy helps HIT professionals develop effective interpersonal relationships, which is a most desired goal. It is important to note that empathy is not sympathy or pity. Again, think of the word understand. Communication variables in healthcare. In communication, control is also an important factor. There are two components of control. The first one, personal control, refers to the perception that one can influence the way in which he or she responds internally to external events. Thus, personal control increases the strength one feels about his or her actions and minimizes the thought of powerlessness. The second component of control is relational control. Relational control focuses on the relationships or interpersonal characteristics. Stated more simply, in the communication process, relational control addresses interactions that occur between individuals during communication. It is always important to share control in conversations as is possible. Communication variables in healthcare. Trust is a central variable in human communication. Trust refers to accepting others without evaluating or judging them. In the professional setting, having trust creates a supportive climate, thereby reducing defensive communication. From an HIT professional's perspective, developing and or further improving trust includes convincing the internal or external client that he or she understands their technical components, their process components, or other skills that are associated with the task at hand. In short, while trust is just one of the major communication variables, it is extremely important, and for some, trust must be earned. Communication variables in healthcare. Our fourth variable is self-disclosure. Self-disclosure can be defined as a process in which an individual communicates personal information, thoughts, or personal feelings to others. In some communication settings and relationships, the use of self-disclosure can assist in developing a positive relationship with others. In the healthcare setting, one must always be concerned with what is said, particularly regarding patient information. However, including some self-disclosure can assist or enhance in developing a positive relationship with others by sharing the human element. Communication variables in healthcare. Our last variable is confirmation. Confirmation is a way of sharing acknowledgement and acceptance with others. While confirmation can include aspects of the four previously defined variables, it is also a variable itself. There are both verbal and nonverbal aspects of confirmation. Summary. In summary, we have reviewed the common elements used in communication definitions and presented a definition. Three common assumptions of communication were identified. These are 1, the process nature of communication, 2, the transactional nature of communication, and 3, the multidimensional nature of communication. We identified 2 popular communication models and 3 health-related communication models. The health-related communication models were presented to share examples of context-based communication. Finally, we identified 5 common variables used in health communication. It is important to note that the assumptions and variables, when used together, enable effective communication. Our next lecture will address the nonverbal components of communication.